Mic check, 1 2, 1 2. Happy Monday, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Everything Serves a Purpose, the podcast. This week, I wanted to give a special thank you and a special shout out to my top three cities. So the top three listeners for this week. At number one was Lake Worth, Florida. At number two was Washington, D.C. And at number three was Orlando, Florida. Surprise, surprise to me. I think my Florida people started getting to a point where they were like, I'm sick and tired of you shouting out these other states. Like, we don't show love, so we're going to show love. So in my top three cities of highest listeners, the past week, Florida took up two of the slots in the top three. So I appreciate that. Shout out to DC. I appreciate you for taking out the time to listen to me and to incorporate my podcast episodes in your routine. This week, I wanted to talk a little bit about fear because I had a conversation yesterday where someone asked me if I had the opportunity to do something over in my teenage years or young adult years, what would it be? And it took me a while to think of something because, to be quite honest, I wouldn't want to go back in time and do things over because I kind of feel like what's done is done. Of course, I didn't make perfect decisions every single time, but I feel like my decision making has landed me where I am today. But it made me ponder about myself and the reality of my decision making as a young adult. In my teenage years, I was in a position where basically I had a blueprint and a guide for how to live my life, right? So I was a very active teenager. And I was also very religious at the time. So my life consisted of things that had to do with ministry and things that had to do with sports. So whether it was dance, whether it was basketball, yes, I played basketball. A lot of people be like, you play basketball? Wait. Yes, child, I played basketball. And I was good. MVP and captain of my team. I played for about 4 years. So don't sleep on me. Ever. Period. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I'm for real. But I'm kidding, you know. Y'all get what I'm saying. Anyway, yeah, so I was really competitive in school. And so, to be honest with you, I'm still a competitive person. Like, I want to be the best. I want to succeed. I don't like coming in second if I don't have to. I don't like losing. So I feel like a lot of my fear was driven by this idea of failure or this idea of falling short or this idea of not meeting the mark, whatever the mark may be. And because of that, in my teenage years, I didn't really take any type of risk because it wasn't required of me. I think my risk taking started as a young adult, like going to college, and I'm in a situation where now I'm coming home to myself and I'm an adult. Like, I'm not in a situation where I can come home to mama or daddy and whatnot. It was like, I'm in a situation now where I have to make decisions and live with those decisions, and those decisions can impact my future. So I was taking an evaluation of my decision making when I was posed this question, and I realized that if I were to offer myself advice or offer myself perspective at that time, I would say to try more, to experiment more, to not be so timid, to not be so nervous. I wouldn't say that I was shy, But I just prefer not being in the forefront and in the spotlight. And honestly, still at this time, I'm still one of those people that's like, if I could avoid being in the forefront, I would. I like being in the background. I like helping to facilitate things. I like helping to make things run and flow. So when I'm in the forefront or when I'm in the spotlight, it's still not a place of comfort for me, but I've learned how to adapt. But in my experience of decision making, I noticed that I was constantly in a place where I would question the what ifs. And the what ifs control my ability or my willingness to make certain decisions. So there were opportunities that I missed out on because I didn't have certainty. And the crazy thing about fear, and I think I've said it in a previous episode, to me, what I've learned is that fear is excitement in need of an attitude adjustment. Sometimes fear isn't the root of your feelings or your thought process, but things manifest as fear, but sometimes it's truly excitement. It's this wondering of what'll happen if. It's not necessarily this thing that has to be given power. And it's like, I guess it's like a glass half full, half empty type situation where there are times where stuff manifests as fear in our life because we haven't taken the time to tend to our thought process or tend to our feelings and our emotions. But sometimes we just have to look at something that we're afraid of. For example, with me, I remember doing music and I always did background vocals. I always sang background for my brother. For different artists, like I said on other episodes, I don't know why I'm stumbling over myself so much. I think because I have so much on my mind. But in previous episodes, I said that I recorded background vocals on different artists' albums and recorded in studios and doing things on the road with different artists and whatnot. And the idea of being in the forefront and taking lead made me afraid. And it didn't make me afraid because I was afraid that I wouldn't rise to the occasion or meet the standard of whatever was needed. I was afraid of what was to come after the fact because I didn't like being in the forefront. I was like, if I'm actually good, then people are gonna watch me, then attention is gonna be on me. And so my fear was actually, what if I succeed? Not necessarily, what if I fail? What responsibilities will it come with if I choose to make this decision and I'm successful at it? Am I ready for what comes with the success of making this decision or making this step? So in different moments, I would sabotage myself. I either wouldn't sing, or I will only do auditions for background vocals and never anything lead. And I remember doing an audition for background vocals when I was living in California. And as I was singing, I got stopped in the middle of my audition by one of the judges. And she was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Singing." She was like, "Yeah, but why are you doing this audition? Like, why? What made you audition for background vocals?" And I was like, "Because I'm a background vocalist." She was like, "Says who? Like, who made you the person who is allotted to background vocals?" And I'm like, "It's just what I've always done. Like, it's what I know, it's what I've always done." She was like, "Yeah, so I'm gonna call this audition off. We're doing auditions for lead vocals tomorrow. You could come back for lead and audition for your heat, basically. Like, this is not your weight class. It's given you're 100 and whatever, 80 pounds trying to fight somebody that's 130 pounds. And This is not your heat. This is not your weight class. So I'm like, what? Okay, cool. No problem. So the next day I came to the audition and she was like, welcome back. I came, I saw, and I conquered. I was a nervous wreck. Nervous, nervous. And it made me realize that I had been limiting myself so much. And when I got to a point where I was doing lead vocals and I had a band that worked with me and I was in charge, I actually loved what came with it. When in the back of my mind, I was afraid. I was intimidated by the unknown of like, what comes with this responsibility? What's expected of me now? Now I have to tell a band what to do. I have to tell background vocalists what to do. I have to tell the sound people what to do. And I have to, but it was so beautiful when I was in it because I was like, wow, I'm actually qualified and I'm actually capable of doing this thing that I was afraid of. And I love it. And now it's something that I'm passionate about. Like, I love to sing. I love to do live performances and have a band and do lead vocals. It's something that I love now. But had I not been in a position where somebody took the time to see my fear for what it was and challenge it, I would have just remained a fearful person. Now my relationship with fear has shifted, and I've gotten to a point where I look at myself or I look at things that are in front of me as a challenge. Like I said, I'm competitive and I compete with me, separate and apart from what's going on around me or outside of me. I be competing with myself. Like, let's see if you can do this. Let's see how good you could be at this. Because fear is only as real as we make it. Fear is something that is fueled by your belief system, by your thoughts, by your feelings. If you don't give fear power, it does not exist. Fear is a choice. And when you make an active decision to be in a position where fear is the stance that you choose to take, you will limit yourself. You will remain stagnant in your journey and growth will not happen. And a lot of us will use other things and will say other things like, I'm just a little shy, I'm just a little nervous, I'm just a little anxious, when the reality is you're afraid. But I would like to challenge you to identify what you're afraid of, but also identify why you feel that fear is the only option as far as a response to whatever the situation may be. Are you afraid of trying something new? Are you afraid of taking on a new role or position? Are you afraid of pursuing something or someone? Are you afraid of getting out of your comfort zone? Are you afraid of what's on the other side of your day-to-day, getting out of that flow and breaking routine? Because whatever it is that you're afraid of, you should face it. You should face it head on as a challenge to yourself, to show yourself that you are not guided, you are not controlled by the fear that may tempt you. Because fear is a temptation. And when you look at fear as a temptation, that means that you know that you have a choice outside of fear. So I would like to challenge you, and I would like to encourage you to step into your competitive bag and take on fear as a challenge. Look at fear and say, I know that you're here to intimidate me. but I'm not going to let you intimidate me. I know that you're here to make me question and doubt myself, but I'm confident in myself. Do something that intimidates you. Do something that makes you feel afraid. Do something that gets you out of your comfort zone for the sake of your growth and for the sake of your future. Because as adults, as I mean, everybody that listens is an adult based off of my analytics, but as adults, we sometimes get complacent and we sometimes get caught up in our routines and we get caught up in our day to day. And it's like, this is what I do. This is how my day looks. This is how my morning looks. This is how my afternoon looks. This is what I do. This is just life. But what happens when you stir that up a little bit and you think about that thing that's in the back of your mind that feels intimidating? That goal, that dream. Even if it's not a goal or a dream, like just a practical thing. I don't care. It could be anything. Like, I'm afraid of pursuing someone because they might reject me. Ask someone out. Ask someone on a date that you actually like. Like, don't just be out here just doing whatever. But if you find someone attractive, if you find someone that has caught your eye and you don't know what to do or you don't know what to say, take the first step. What's the worst that can happen? Rejection. They're not interested. Life goes on. It's not the end all be all. There are other people. Try again with someone else. And it's the same thing with like just even looking at something like trying a new business venture. You don't like the job that you work every day. You complain about it. And you have creativity inside of you that is longing to live and longing to be expressed. And you're not doing it because what? Because what? What are you waiting on? And I can d guarantee you that your future self will be glad that you just took life, seized it, saw the opportunity, and just went for it. Because the older that we get is the more that we can all see that sometimes we make stuff big that doesn't even have to be. So just do it like Nike. Do it, whatever it may be. I had to encourage myself with that this week, like, and commend myself because I was like, man, like, I didn't realize how much fear had controlled me for a long time. And now I'm a fearless person. I'm really not afraid. I'm not afraid. Things don't intimidate me. People don't intimidate me. Opportunities don't intimidate me. I'm open. I'm open and I welcome the beauty and the power that comes with fearlessness. And I hope the same for you. I hope the same for you. I hope the same for your journey. I wish that for you. Be fearless, choose fearlessness. Love you, trust you, and see what happens.